This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thanks for joining us here on the show. A lot of conversation about the special master. Are you involved in the conversation? There are so many people that are lining up at this country on all sides of this thing. And ultimately, there are 11,000 documents that this special master has to go through. So I don't think that it's going to happen anytime in the near future and will not have an impact on the midterm elections, unless he took Evelyn Wood's speed reading course and can pour through all those docs. But it is interesting what the judge said in the courtroom. And this judge, this special master, questioned the claims about the declassified documents. So this is Judge Raymond Deary. And he's overseeing the seizure of the documents and said to the lawyers for the former prez, if they don't make a case that any of the documents were declassified, he would determine that they are classified. Because remember, out of court, this is what we keep hearing, that it's all declassified. It was declassified. The judge is saying, fine, then show me the evidence that it's declassified, because that's what I want to see. And like I mentioned, he has to look at 11,000 documents that the FBI seized in the Mar-a-Lago raid, because it was crazy, last month. And the U.S. District Judge who granted the request for the special master blocked the Justice Department from using the seized material in its criminal investigation while the special master does his work. So start to add up the hours and start to look at the impact, whatever that's going to be, and it's not going to happen anytime soon. And how about the gift of being the lawyer, one of the lawyers in the middle of all of this? Chris Kiss is getting, I think that's how you say his name, is getting $3 million in an upfront payment to cover his legal fees. He's a former Florida Solicitor General, and he joined the Trump legal team last month to help the former president in this court battle following the FBI search. So this is considered to be a big boost to the legal group, because he's a high caliber lawyer who has a history of being able to weed through all of this. But $3 million, and that $3 million came from the PAC, which, by the way, Save America PAC, which since August has raised a tremendous amount of money. So $3 million. That's pretty interesting. And that's a retainer. Now, somebody listening in the legal profession could say, well, that's right. Damn right. That's what somebody of that caliber will get. So if you're going to get the best, you're going to have to pay for the best. So what does the legal team do? In the meantime, the Save America PAC is surging. So a lot of that money is coming in. People obviously wanting to back that fight. But it's going to take a long time to sort all of that out. There's just no way possible when you look at the timetables. It's not possible. Speaking of timetables of a different sort, oh, the people in Puerto Rico. You know, I've never been to Puerto Rico. I've been to places around Puerto Rico, Turks and Caicos and some other islands. But I've never been there. But I know a lot of people who have gone and say they've had a wonderful time, etc. But boy, that island gets whiplashed. And there is a push to make it officially a state in the U.S., but so far it hasn't happened. There's not enough movement because it's a U.S. territory. So the storm has killed now at least 5 people across the Caribbean, cut power and water service for pretty much most of Puerto Rico. And it's bad because you had a wall of water from Sunday into Monday. And that's what they're dealing with, the horrible flooding as it moved around Fiona and caused a blackout and left a lot of damage. In fact, the most damage they've seen since Hurricane Maria 5 years ago, right around the same time, which is crazy to think about that, where you're in Puerto Rico and you've seen rain totals of more than 30 inches. What do you think rivers are going to do? Overflow. High water is going to collect. It's going to flood homes. It's going to flood streets. It's going to flood fields. It's going to wipe away, oh yeah, a bridge. It's going to cause mudslides. It's going to block roads. I mean, it is catastrophic, especially in the center, the south, and the southeast regions. And there are still people without power. 1.16 million is the estimate without power. But you got a lot of people trying to restore power. They can only move as fast as they can. 2,000 people trying to restore the power. I mean, look, what's going on with their energy provider? If you have all these outages and you have high electrical rates 5 years after Irma and Maria. I mean, look, billions of federal money was spent to strengthen the electrical grid. So where did that money go? Also, Fiona has intensified. Luckily, not swinging into the United States, but a Cat 3 storm as it moved away from the Dominican Republic's north coast. The first major hurricane Category 3 or higher of this year's Atlantic hurricane season. So the Turks and Caicos, they're getting a lot of rain, and they're getting a lot of storm surges. That's where that water gets pushed onto land, maybe 3 feet above the normal tide levels. So they've definitely been hit with hurricane conditions. The good news is the wind is, it's not low, but 39 miles an hour could be much, much worse than that. But now as it twists away from Turks and Caicos, it could be a Cat 4 over the Atlantic. And will it still be a Cat 4 when it passes Bermuda? Because you got to think about that wind and you got to think about that rain and what the hurricane would carry with it. And it would be disastrous for those people. It's wild because Tuesday officially marked 5 years since Hurricane Maria's catastrophic landfall in Puerto Rico. And now this is adding more trouble onto the woes of the people who are still already struggling, especially with the grid. This is the scariest thing, to be without power. I think it makes people start to think about investing in a generator, no matter what that cost is. All right, coming up next, your thoughts as we go to the mailbag.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks to everybody once again who sent me an avalanche of mail. This is really how you continue to communicate with me. We're going to push that phone stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks. And, boy, and just turn it into a mixture of both. But... and maybe even set up a line, because so many people listen. It's really what's amazing about the show, different hours. This one is from Pablo, and he says, Pablo. And Pablo says to me, hi, Kate. I heard you talking about Phantom of the Opera. I was wondering if you saw Hamilton. Lin-Manuel Miranda is personally one of my favorite people, and he, in fact, is, I think, initially from Puerto Rico. I saved and scrimped and did everything I could, and I actually got to see Hamilton before the shutdown with COVID, and it just blew my mind. You know what? I've seen it on like the Disney Plus thing, and it is amazing. But no, I was speaking in Chicago, and I had a chance to go, but I couldn't because I was speaking at the hour of when it was happening, and I never did because the COVID thing happened, and so I didn't see it live. But for everybody listening, if you go and watch it on Disney Plus, boy, it's pretty wild to think of how he came up with that and put those words together, and the rapping, and just it's indescribable, really. And I can only imagine how electrifying it would be to see that live. So good for you. All right, this one is from Al, who says, Kate, I promise I'm going to stay up. I listen to you at different times. I have weird working schedule. I'm an electrician, believe it or not, and you should be worried about the grid. I tell everybody that. That's what I would do if I was going to try to do some kind of terrorism act. I hate to say it. But I wonder what you think it's shaping up to look like in the NFL as far as the Super Bowl is concerned. Let me look in my crystal ball. It says, oh, ask again later. I think it's too early to make predictions. I mean, I read all the preseason mags. In fact, I'm excited. We're going to have on Monday Jason Reed on the show. Huge writer. For my whole career, I followed Jason Reed. He wrote for the Los Angeles Times and the Washington Post. And it's not about, oh, he wrote for that paper or whatever. He's just a damn good writer. And he's written an interesting football book, but he's coming on the show on Monday. And, we were talking off the air about what it looks like in the NFL right now. And I think it's hard to tell. I mean, you can see some teams like, look, I look at Kansas City and do I think that the Chiefs, where they're standing now, and I see there's some weak parts with Pat Mahomes, which sounds odd to say, but he's always the king of the comeback and can be so bloody dominant that they're looking good to me. They're going to be 3-0 because they're absolutely going to smash the Colts. The Bills, to me, look super good all the way around with not just their offense but their defense, and I am more than sold and have been for a long time. And I just was in Buffalo and talked to some people there about Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, and I think they're balanced on all sides of the ball. So, yep, I like the Bills. It doesn't mean I'm picking them to win the Super Bowl. You got to give it a couple of weeks and see. I mean, what's going to happen with the Saints? You look at some of the elements of the Saints game, and Jameis Winston to me is, I think he's undersold. I think he absolutely 100% has more to him than he's given credit for, and he just overcame like a whole year of an injury. So let's see what he does. I look at this last game, and the passing yards were huge for him. But then you look at, the first game, and you look at the last game. So I'm saying in general, and you look at the last game that lost to the Buccaneers, and what. Are they going to look like against the Panthers? They should win that one. Then they have the Vikings, and they have the Seahawks, and they have the Bengals. They have a slew of home games, and they're second in the NFC South right now, and I think they have some depth on them. But, again, these are not – I'm not picking these teams. I'm just kind of looking at the landscape. All right, so my answer is I am not picking a team to go to the Super Bowl at this point, or two teams to go to the Super Bowl. All right, how about Nick? Nick says, wow, all this stuff with the documents is so ridiculous. The bottom line is, how are they going to get through the documents by even the next election cycle? I don't know how you're going to pour through all of the documents. Are they just going to narrow it down to a few of them? It seems very confusing to me, and it's more of a legal dance than anything else. This is spoken from someone who practiced the law for a very long time. Who has the better lawyers? What happens with the judge? It doesn't matter in the court of public opinion. It matters what happens in the court ultimately. And boy, that's kind of well said. In the court of public opinion, it doesn't matter. It just matters if the Justice Department is going to go after Trump and they say they have enough, or if they're stymied by what ultimately comes down from the court. So it isn't. It is about the court of public opinion when it comes to being elected somewhat, but, well, a lot. But not in the case overall of the documents. It is a legal wrangling issue. Absolutely. Okay. How about this one? This one is from John, who says, Kate, did you see the 60 Minutes interview with Biden and the fact that he said COVID was over? Once again, I think he has to walk that back. Is it really over? But yet I keep reading. I mean, yeah, we're weary of it, and now it's all on us to decide what we're going to do and how we're going to handle COVID. But I don't think we can say that it's over at this point. You know, it's interesting that you say that, because I did watch that interview. I actually DVR'd it because I wanted to hear what was said, because it was a long interview, and I was surprised by that. I was surprised by the remarks, because I thought, wow, how's that being said when you're right? You're looking at trying to encourage people to get boosters. There's all kinds of public service announcements about boosters for the BA5, that variant. And there are people who are getting COVID and they're testing themselves at home and they're staying, they're staying home or they're self isolating or all of that. But there are still people that are hospitalized, even if the number is way lower. So yeah, it's interesting. In the meantime, the FDA is releasing millions of Moderna boosters, as you have some of the states are warning about shortages. So go figure that. I think he had to really walk that back. Absolutely. All right, one last one. This one is from Fred. I love this. He says, who's your favorite comedian? I heard you talk about watching a lot of the Netflix specials. You know what I'm going to tell you? I just watched Patton Oswalt's latest Netflix special, and there were some really funny things in it. It was good. There was funny things in it, especially when he started to play around. I don't want to give it away for anyone who's a fan, but when he started to play around with the audience, it cracked me up. He really just did such a good job. He does do stand-up, the kind of stand-up I like, well. And he was funny talking about COVID and what it was like with his daughter and wife and all the things he said he was going to do, like everybody else, had a long list of things that, of course, he never did. But his latest one is pretty good. So I'm going to say Patton would be on my list. There's a whole bunch of people for different reasons that would make my list. In fact, we used to do Tell a Joke Friday. I might have comedians on. Maybe it's time that we do that again once in a while. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
President Biden backtracked on Tuesday and worked to clarify his comments on 60 Minutes this week, where he stated the coronavirus pandemic, quote, is over. Biden attended a Democratic National Committee fundraiser in New York City ahead of his speech on Wednesday to the United Nations General Assembly. Biden acknowledged he was criticized for the remarks, but added, quote, it's basically not where it was. Biden also encouraged those in attendance to get their booster shots. The office of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has slammed a class action lawsuit filed by illegal immigrants flown to Martha's Vineyard last week. The lawsuit alleges DeSantis executed a fraudulent scheme. DeSantis says the journey was conducted voluntarily. A spokeswoman for the governor called the lawsuit political theater by activists. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Inspiration right now. I got a great shot of inspiration for you, and it comes in the form of this book, Defining Moments of a Free Man from a Black Stream, and it's written by Dr. Frank Douglas. He's in our virtual green room, and he joins us now. Dr. Douglas, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for the invitation.
So, first of all, before we dive into your book, which there's a little bit of an autobiographical thing for sure here, of course, tell us about your story.
Well, I was born in Georgetown, Guyana, which was British Guyana at the time, and two very, very modest, you would say poor family. And about age 12, I actually converted to evangelism, which I think is what, in a way, changed my life, because at that time, I think I was headed in the wrong direction. And having accepted Christ as my Savior, then I became very involved in the church, and at the same time became really focused on my schoolwork. That led me to become actually a top student in Guyana, placing first in a couple of major national examinations. the result of which brought me to the attention of the U.S. And in 1963, I received a Fulbright scholarship from the U.S. government as an undergraduate to attend Lehigh University, which is where I entered the U.S. in August of 1963, and did my bachelor's in chemistry in the engineering school at Lehigh University. From there, went on to Cornell University, where I did a PhD in physical chemistry, also did a medical degree, then trained as an internist and neuroendocrinologist. Most of my life, however, I spent in the pharmaceutical industry, where I was either head of research or later for many years the global head of both research and development for large companies such as Aventis, which is now Sanofi. Retired in 2004 and went back to academia and was at MIT for 2 or 3 years.
Wow, what an interesting journey, and incredible those ladders that you climbed from the Fulbright Scholar, which is such an honor, and then Lehigh and Cornell, and you know what you did in the pharmaceutical industry, and then ultimately working at MIT with the brilliant minds there. Was it, take me back to the beginning, was it easy to jump to America? What was that like to go from Guyana to jumping into the United States?
Well, it was a big shock for me. Of course, I was very excited. Didn't really know much about America except, you know, it was the land of opportunity, that there were brilliant people in America and very kind people. But I arrived about 2 weeks before Martin Luther King's March in Washington and was stunned to find the racial animus in America. And remember, 63, Medgar Evers was assassinated. Later September, the three young girls in the church in Alabama, you know, were killed. And then I began to face the reality that, you know, the very evangelicals who had come to Guyana and convinced me that becoming an evangelical Christian, we all loved each other, we all would go to heaven, that suddenly I couldn't even attend their churches here in America. So that was really quite a shock for me.
How hard was it to deal with the racism that you face? And do you think it's gotten any better in this country or worse? Or where do you stand on that?
Well, it's fascinating. Initially, I had difficulty. One of the wonderful things, however, is that along my journey, and I mentioned that one of the reasons I wrote the book was also to celebrate, you know, the many individuals who helped me along my journey here. So I had both the good times and the bad times, I must say. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that as I look back, as I look at what is happening now, I actually think it's worse than it was in 63 when I arrived, because since 63, there have been so many improvements. And then suddenly here we are with this hatred, and some of which is led by evangelicals, actually, or by individuals who claim to be evangelicals, that it is worse. It seems as though a hatred has been released in the country that I did not really see when I was here. There were evidences of individuals, but not this large spirit of hatred. And you know, when I see cases of neighbors, you know, attacking other neighbors because the kids are wearing masks, etc. There's a sudden meanness that I'm finding very difficult to actually harmonize with you know, the thought of America being an advanced country, the thought of America being a Christian country. You know, all of those things, love thy neighbor as thyself, you know, suffer little children to come unto me. All of those things that the evangelicals taught me, I see evangelicals now doing the very opposite. So I think it is worse than it was in 1963.
Yeah. And so as you see the road out of it, what do you think? You're a super educated man. What do you see the road out of this is, the way out?
Well, you know, it is really simple and it's difficult. I think, one, having grown up in a developing country, I will tell you, you know, we recognize cultism when we see it. And Americans have got to simply recognize that right now they are following a cult. And when people are following a cult, there's nothing rational about this. It has nothing to do with educational level. But, you know, it happens to do with some basic need that is driving people to go into that cult. So that's one. The second thing is that responsible individuals need to speak up. You know, if we have a situation where we're only hearing, you know, one side of this and others are remaining silent, then they are part of the problem. As we say, you know, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Mm. So I think more individuals have got to give the other side and speak to our better angels, you know, than to allow, you know, the worst angels to be running the day. And the third thing I will say, which is something that actually I find rather strange. Where are our psychologists and social workers and our ministers, the individuals who are trusted leaders? Where are they? They should be speaking up. They should be trying to explain to us, you know, from a social, a psychological perspective, what is happening in the country, and get the dialogue going.
Oh, so well said. Dr. Frank Douglas, this book is fascinating, and there's so much that you talk about in the book. I mean, you talk about being involved in pharmaceutical research for drugs that treat tuberculosis and arthritis and diabetes and seizures and cancer and pulmonary embolism and so much more. Your story is really inspiring. What do you hope people take out of reading your book, Defining Moments of a Free Man from a Black Stream?
Two things. One, as I said in the introduction, particularly for young black kids and brown kids, to not ever let anyone dissuade them from their dreams. That, you know, you can dream, you can be judged, as Martin Luther King said, he hoped his kids would be judged. You can be judged by the content of your character, regardless of what is happening when people see your skin. So do not be dissuaded from pursuing your dreams. That's one. The second thing that I would like people to get from the book is that having a core set of values and sticking to those values and having grit, true grit, to stick to your values, regardless of what the outcome might be, but sticking to your values, that is very important in helping to deal with all of the situations that you might face. And I might add a third, which I mentioned earlier, because I want to say it again, is they are people of goodwill. Regardless of what is going on, you will find that they are people of goodwill. And when you find such individuals, embrace and let them embrace you and celebrate them.
Well, perfect place to end this. Again, I could not agree more with what you said. Hold those people close because they are so, so valuable. Dr. Frank Douglas, congratulations on all your accomplishments and what you're doing with your book. And again, you can get this book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold. Thank you.
You're welcome.
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The name of the book is Too Early, Too Late, Now What? We have the author David Hawk with us. David, thanks for bumping on with us.
Yep, that is the author, and that's the title. There's two versions of it. I think you're talking about the second one with a better cover.
There you go. So tell us about it.
Well, it's a reprint of a book written back in 1979 at the end of a two-year research project I did. International project with 20 major companies and 6 governments involved, and done while I was based at the Stockholm School of Economics in Sweden. And so I did this project during 2 years on environmental deterioration and what to do about it. And we concluded at the end that we were approaching climate change far worse than where we started the project. And so we wrote this book at the end, which became my dissertation for my PhD at the Wharton School of Business, and took them almost a year to review it because it was extremely controversial. Most people had never heard of the idea of climate change. And the dean came out strongly against it, did his best to make sure I couldn't graduate, but he failed. The president overrode him. And then students rebelled against the dean, and they published the thesis. I didn't. So they became the publishers of this book in 79. And then it sort of laid there for 40 years, and most people didn't care much about climate change 40 years later. And so it meant something to the companies involved. You know, in fact, Exxon at the time, Exxon CEO was involved in the project, so was Texaco's, and they were very much behind the work, and they were strong supporters and helped very, very much. But they both got replaced by their boards with, shall we call them, Texas oil men, which changed the companies and got rid of the idea of climate change. Anyway, 40 years later, I had this republished with Arthur House as Too Early, Too Late, Now What? That was because the University of Princeton came back to me and wanted to do the republishing. That was because back in 79, Princeton president quite liked the dissertation, particularly since the dean of the Wharton School didn't like it. I think they were enemies or something. And he was deceased when an editor came back to me and wanted to republish it under Princeton Press. And I said, fine. And I sent him the document. And then I gave him this title, Too Early, Too Late, Now What? And he was very upset with the title, upset with the cover, upset with me, as most people are, I guess. He wanted me to send him a new cover with a clear title, not this ambiguity of Too Early, Too Late. He hated that. So I put together a new cover and a new title and sent it to him. And he called me back and said, based on this, he would never talk to me again.
Wow.
He could never have it. And the new title I sent him with, shall we say, clarity was Humans Are F***ed. And he somehow didn't think Princeton Press should publish a book with such a title. And so he, shall we say, moved on. A few weeks later, an editor from Arthur House contacted me and said, we'd love to publish that book, which a Princeton editor was talking about over lunch and hated, and we'd like to publish it. But could we publish it with the ambiguous title, not the clear title?
Right. So you went back to that.
So I gave them the Too Early, Too Late, not when they published it.
So here's the thing. Let me stop you there, because we want to tell people that are listening, they want to know what's in the book. We know that you went through this horrible time of getting it out there, but you did this incredible research at a really esteemed university, and now here it is, and it is the document's easy to understand and very clear. So what are some of the things that you, in your research, what are some of the nuggets that are in the book?
Well, I worked closely with these companies, and what we were studying was regulation and also studying the generation of pollution in refineries and factories. And we found such things as those out in the refinery and on the edge had a better idea of what to do than those did in headquarters, which was startling at the time, because we thought the engineers in headquarters were smarter, and they weren't. The people out working in the factories tended to be smarter, and that was somewhat phenomenal. But then we found that the regulation simply wasn't working in the area of environmental protection. And we went into some detail to show why it wasn't working and why it was pretty sad for humans because they were counting on it. So anyway, we used the facilities, say the refineries or the factories, and use the companies that had several refineries in several countries. And that way we could compare the actual output of pollution based on the regulation mode that was being used by the government. And we got some startling results, such as the U.S. legislation in the area was about 10,000 pages long. And the legislation in Sweden, which also had Exxon and Texaco refinery, was 25 pages long. and the refinery and the factories in Sweden were far cleaner than the ones in the U.S. And we were somewhat shocked at how badly the U.S. regulation performed, even though it's much tougher, longer, whatever. And a minister in the Swedish government made a pronouncement in the press when he was talking about the project, said that we Swedes are a bit strange. We're not like the Americans at all. We believe in order to obey the law, you should understand it. Obviously, Americans don't believe that. And that caused quite a bit of dissension in various quarters in the U.S. because they were being made fun of. But nonetheless, we had quite a number of things going on in the project, one of which was a man called Black, chief scientist for Exxon, worked closely with me in the study. And he came out with a paper in 1977 as part of the project on climate change. And he was one of the first to seriously use the word climate change. And he made a presentation to the, shall we say, managers of Exxon that was done in New Jersey. I went with him to the presentation. And he presented climate change and why Exxon had to get out of fossil fuels, why it was crucial. And the audience believed him. It was amazing how the Exxon people were ready to look for other sources of energy. It was quite amazing. And in fact, the CEO of Exxon at the time was really quite interested and began to give some lectures about my work and about Black's work. And so it made a bit of news. Nonetheless, the board of directors at Exxon got very unhappy with him. And I think 4 years later fired him and replaced him with a Texas oil man who thought climate change was a hoax. So then Exxon went off on its trip. And I had similar experiences with some of the other companies. But during the time, we had quite a few people in the companies very much behind the idea that humans were headed for a dead end. And so a pretty grim future if they didn't do something radically different. Anyway,
well, and now here it is re-released, and people can read about those findings and all the things that you've mentioned sprinkled in here in the book, Too Early, Too Late, Now What? And you can get that on Amazon. David, thanks for coming on.
Sure. Now, there's a book underway addressing the Now What, which I think you'd find maybe more interesting.
There you go, Now What, same thing. So look for that. Yeah.
And one more point on that. A major problem that I found in this work is the idea of management. And the major problem with management has to do with the first three letters.
Yeah.
And so I put together a scheme on management, on the urgency of replacing masculine managers with feminine managers. It's quite urgent.
Right,
so
there you go. Yeah, there you go. Now what? All right, so David, thank you.
You're welcome.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.